Do you have any other word for that?
No.
Winnie?
Well, that's sort of an idea.
You ever use that word?
No. Not yet. And the old animal has got a signal to give the young ones or to warn the others of trouble. You see,
mm-hmm.
The old insects is the same way. You take chickens and geese and ducks, something come around, a dog or something, maybe a fox or a hawk. They'd go to spoil it and making a fuss. And all of them flying, trying to get in shelter, you see, so we can't catch them.
Uh-huh. Some mornings you can't see very far. There's white mist all over the place.
Oh, damn.
Uh-huh. And you say, what kind of morning is that?
Foggy morning.
Sometimes you have a storm that just comes and goes. It rains a little while, you have thunder and lightning. What do you call that kind of storm?
A thunderstorm. Then you have what you call cyclones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Big wind storms. Lightning, constant, just flick, flick, flick. I heard a man tell about the lightning. He said he'd been to see his girl, a young man. He said, this is the truth. And he said he's riding, everybody went horseback then, or in a wagon. And he's going home, and it come up a thunderstorm, lightning storm, just one flash after another, you've seen them. And he passed a church. As he went by, the church door was open, and blowed open. He rode up the door. There wasn't no fence around the church. He just rode up the door and took the reins over the horse's head and held the horse and went in. He said as he went in, there's something white up at the pulpit. Looked like a woman. And said, you come walking towards him. And said he stood there a while, and long he stood, the closer she got. She got mighty near to him. He jumped on his horse. When he jumped on his horse, she jumped on behind him. Just threw the arms around him. Said he struck out in a gallop and run with the horse. And he run home. Wasn't about a mile, he said, to his home. And said when he got to the big front gate, went into the lot, said he didn't let the horse stop, just let him run again that gate and knock it open. And he run on up the house, and his mother and father, he said, heard him. The puss, and they come running out, and he rode up, jumped off, and that girl jumped off with him. And said he never was scared as bad in all his life. And his mother went around and took hold of the girl and carried her in the house. And I think she knew of them. She'd got out of the asylum and went in that church out of that rain, you see, just rambling. And when she saw him,